Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and it's just me on this issue, or on this arc. So let's get back to it. Giant Days, issue number 2. This one starts out, the girls are sitting in, I guess, the commons area. They're all on the couches, just talking, relaxing. And Daisy brings up how lucky they are that none of them have gotten sick yet. You know, they've been there for half a year so far. And, it gets revealed that Esther had only had 2 days off of school ever in her entire life. The first one was when she pierced her left ear with a pin and it went septic. Susan says that she's an idiot. And then Esther reveals that a week later, I pierced my right ear and it also went septic. Which shouldn't have happened because I gave the pin a really good run under the tap water this time. I find that just hilarious. But as they're sitting there talking, this guy was behind them getting, I don't know if he got coffee or soup because he was at the soup machine. But it definitely looks like coffee. We'll say soup. Sure, we'll say soup. Anyway, he is walking away with his giant cup of soup. And then he sneezes, which gets all over the girls. And Daisy's funny. She's like, coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Love it. Next page, it's 3 days later. And the girls are dramatically sick. Like, they ran to the store to get, you know, some medicine, but they inevitably forgot Daisy. Apparently left her where'd they leave her? Oh, I mean, just left her in the aisle. She, like, passed out. She said her leg's so tired, just needed a rest. So they decide to take the bus home because there's no way that they can walk back to the dorm. It's also revealed that because they've been sick for the last 3 days, Susan has not been able to smoke. And it's getting to her. The next page, we have the three of them in their beds depicting what they are doing at midnight, at 3, and at 5. Or, I'm sorry, at noon, at 3, and at 5, you know, p.m. At noon, Esther is on her computer in her bed, you know, covered up. Susan is just reading a book in bed. And Daisy is passed out. At 3 p.m., Esther now is still in bed, but now she has her winter jacket, scarf, a toboggan, and gloves on in bed. Susan is still in bed, still trying to read the book, but now it's upside down, because that makes sense. And Daisy's still passed out. And then at 5 p.m., Esther has now gotten a, looks like a sleeping bag, or maybe just covered up in a bunch more covers. She looks like a giant worm. Susan has given up reading the book and just started eating the book. And Daisy starts to wake up because she has got class and she is not going to miss a class, even if she is sick. While she's there, she sees Ed. And because we're following Daisy's, we see his hoodie as like a polka dot. It polka dot of like green and pink, even though it's navy blue. Because she's really sick. Ed decides to hand her some medicine that he found at Poundland. It's called NLG. I'm not even going to attempt to try and read what those actually say. Yeah, they're words, I think. It's Polish medicine, apparently. He thinks it's more advanced, so he bought a ton of them. And he gives Daisy a box of them. And she think like it must be working because all of a sudden she sees his hoodie as navy blue. So it to her, it is working. We get Susan going to see Esther to see how she's doing. And Esther's like, I don't know if I'm hot or if I'm cold. And Susan says she's really hot. She's like burning up, even though apparently Esther says she's super cold. Esther asks about going to the doctor, you know, load up on antibiotics. Susan says, haven't you heard of antibiotic resistance? Basically says that colds are viruses, not a bacteria. People like you taking antibiotics when you don't need them means soon they won't work at all. So Esther just like, fine, whatever, and she goes back to bed. As Susan is walking away, we hear this mysterious voice saying that that was a bit intense, Susie. Susan says to just leave her alone. And then we get, I miss you. And Susan reaches into her pocket and pulls out her pack of cigarettes. And he basically starts yelling at the cigarette, saying, my throat feels like a dirt bike track. Leave me alone. And then the cigarettes say, but you love me. Fucking great. In the fever-induced haze, the cigarettes tell Susan about nicotine patches, that will help her get through this. So she goes to the pharmacy, but doesn't have any money. Well, she may have money, but she doesn't have enough money, and she can't get any sort of discount. Inevitably, she runs into McGraw and sees him buying some, I don't really know what these are. I guess they're some sort of medicine. He says that, you know, a friend is under the weather, so he's getting some bits. Susan is mad that he's helpful. I guess she's more mad that he's not helpful to her. We go back to Esther, and she is she is just super sick, and she decides to check on the computer to see what she has. You know, put in the whole, all the symptoms. Very WebMD-esque. And she finds out that she thinks she might have meningitis, even though it really is just a sickness, a cold. So she decides to go to the doctor, but everything she has at the moment is either been laying on the floor, so it's probably dirty, but she can't tell because her nose is all blocked up, so she doesn't know if it stinks or not. Or it's been contaminated because of her being sick walking around. So she says she has to resort to gothic regalia and ends up putting on this very gothic like dress with the big old, I guess, bustier. I don't know. It's got the dress that has the big old butt and got the whole very knee-high goth boots, and she's got like a steampunk top hat with the glasses. Looks pretty cool. And she just goes wandering around, ends up just barging into this room of people having some, well, they got the candles burning and wine is out. And Esther, what would you say here? I know what this is. Chicken Saints clutter, where Catholic meets voodoo. Santeria magic. So the four people that she barged in on, they put her into the bed that was there and just cover her up. And I guess she just passes out. We go back to Daisy, and she is typing on a typewriter. Like, I don't know where she got this typewriter from. It's just there, and she is typing away. She's writing a novel, and I don't know. She goes to take, grab another couple of pills, flu, quote-unquote flu pills, but there's none left. So she sticks her head out the window because she's feeling hot. And she sees a wood pigeon and starts talking to it. And the pigeon starts talking back. And the pigeon says that Daisy should be in bed. And Daisy says that, well, I feel great. I don't feel tired at all. And the pigeon, you know, says back to her, that's because you just necked a load of Eastern European gray market pet pills. Daisy's just like, I thought they were homeopathic. And then she makes comments like, why did I never notice that wood pigeons speak English before? And the pigeon says, maybe you weren't paying attention. So the next day comes, and the three girls are back to health for the most part. I mean, I don't want to say they're 100%, but they're definitely getting better. And Daisy had brought her manuscript. I don't know. It's a mess. There's no punctuations. There's just nonsense, but it's whatever. Esther says to Susan that, you know, she seems a lot better and that maybe she wasn't addicted to smoking. even though the last 3 days she's been needing a smoke. But it gets revealed that somebody had pushed a load of Nicorette gum under her door. I mean, we pretty much know who it was. It never gets said, but we know it was McGraw. McGraw's the one that did it. So as they're walking out of the cafeteria that they're at, Susan asks Esther how she got better. And Esther says she received a miracle. Oh, I'm sorry. That she received a mystical cure from them, pointing to the group of four people that helped her. And as she was going, getting ready to go, you know, say thank you for the using the old Santeria on her, the one lady says, you know, we had a cheese and wine party and you crashed it. You know, please don't bother us again. The very last page here, we have Esther and Daisy walking back, I think, or walking to class. I'm not entirely sure. And they come across a couple of, I guess, frat boys. Yeah, they're just being, I'm not going to say jerks, because I don't want to say all frat boys are jerks, but they're your typical TV show, movie frat boys, where, you know, it's all about them, blah, blah, blah. And they're always trying to get laid. It's whatever. But one of them takes a picture of Esther as she's walking away on his phone. And so we will see what happens there in the next issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Giant Days story.